It's time for the Digital Joe Podcast, the show for business owners who want to know how to use social media and digital marketing to grow their local business. Now, here's your host, Joe Amato.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Digital Joe Podcast. This is the show for business owners and managers who want to learn how to grow their business with social media and digital marketing. Thanks so much for joining me. My name is Joe Amato, your host. Looking forward to getting into the second episode here. And this show is going to be about something that I get asked about constantly, the dreaded online reviews. We're going to go over how to handle them, good, bad, and ugly. We're going to talk a little bit about how to generate them for your business because they are very important. And we're going to talk about some other ways that you can use your online reviews to help generate more business. All right, so we're not going to waste any time here. We're going to get right into it. Let's first talk a little bit about how to handle your online reviews. Now, online reviews can come from a multitude of internet directories. And the ones that you're going to want to pay attention to the most are what I call the big three: Google, Facebook, and Yelp. In episode one of the Digital Joe podcast, we talked about how to claim and verify your Google My Business listing. That's where you're going to see your Google reviews. Facebook reviews are pretty self-explanatory. They're on your business Facebook page, so you're going to want to be able to check that out. And then also your Yelp page for each location that you have will also host a number of reviews there as well. So you're going to want to make sure that your Yelp listing is claimed too. I don't want to get too much into how to actually use each of those platforms. More so, I want to get into how to handle the reviews that you generate within those platforms. So here's the biggest lesson that I can give you with regards to online reviews. Ready? Respond. Respond to every review you get. The worst thing you can do with regards to your online reviews is not respond, not engage the customers that are taking the time to talk about your business online, good, bad, or indifferent. It's super important to respond. We're going to get into a little bit now about how exactly to respond, but that's the biggest step, guys. Really not that hard. You need to respond to your reviews. These are people that are talking about your business online. You need to join in on the conversation no matter what the outcome is, right? Now, there's some right and wrong ways when it comes to responding to reviews, which we're going to get into right now. And we're going to start off with the easy ones, right? The good reviews, the positive reviews that customers leave for you. When somebody leaves a positive review, go in and thank them. Thank them for their business. Thank them for their review. If there's something specific that they talk about, mention it. If they mention a specific dish that your restaurant is known for that they had and loved, say, hey, thanks so much for trying our signature dish. We hope to see you again soon. Thank them for their business. It's going to go a long way, not necessarily just for that customer. And this goes for all review responses, guys. When somebody else goes on and sees the reviews about your business, they're going to take note on whether or not you're interacting with them, whether or not you actually care what people say and have to think about your business. So if they're a good review, thank them. Thank them however you want. What you don't do in thanking them is, you know, writing the same exact canned response to every single review that comes through. I understand a lot of times some businesses get a ton of reviews. It is worth the time to respond to each one individually in its own way. That goes for Google, it goes for Yelp, it goes for Facebook. Make sure to thank them for their business, thank them for their kind words, and it will go a lot further than just speaking to that one individual customer that loves you. Now, here's where it gets a little tricky. The bad ones. These are the ones that business owners typically hate. You might be one of them. I deal with it on a fairly regular basis because even though if you're running a business properly and you're delivering on what your business is promising, the bad reviews are going to be pretty few and far between. However, you still need to respond, and there's right ways and wrong ways to respond to negative reviews on places like Google, Yelp, Facebook. Here's how to not respond to a negative review. Don't argue with a customer. Don't deny the experience that they had. If you're being confrontational in responding to negative reviews, it does a couple of things that will negatively impact your image. One, it's going to fire up that customer to fire back at you because they weren't expecting you to be argumentative in your response. The other thing that it does, and remember this, guys, everybody sees your responses, not just the person that you're responding to. The responses, most often than not, are tied to that review and are most likely public. If another customer is seeing you being argumentative with somebody that didn't have a good experience in your business, that's a bad sign. Don't sit there and defend yourself. Instead, what you have to do, and I know this might be difficult to hear and might be even more difficult to do, but you need to have a little bit of a concession to that review. Apologize for the experience that they had. Thank them for their feedback and their business. Offer them a way to perhaps settle the issue or the dispute off of the internet. Do not try and offer customer service in a public forum like a review. Ask them to either contact your business, send them a private message if it's on Facebook or something like that, and offer to try to help the situation. Do not, you know, argue and don't call them incorrect or call them wrong. The customer is right in this regard, even though sometimes they might be completely off. They're right in this case, guys, because it's going to do you more harm than good to be right in this situation. I can't stress that enough. Make sure you respond in a positive way, thanking them for that feedback and understanding the experience that they had. They must have had a bad enough experience that they wanted to take to the internet and let other people know about it. So make sure that when you're responding to that negative review and respond to every single one, even if that customer does not contact you or even if you don't resolve the issue with that customer, everybody else that's going to look at your business online and read those reviews, because many people will, they're going to see that you responded and handled yourself in a professional and courteous way, and you weren't argumentative and you weren't necessarily admitting fault or hurting your image in the process. So if somebody leaves you a bad review, try to keep it as positive as you possibly can. It's only going to hurt you if you come back at them strong. That's exactly what they want, guys. That's exactly what that negative reviewer wants. They want a response from you. This is what they're trying to get. So now that we know how to handle the reviews that come in, whether they're good or bad, it's really important to understand, number one, why those reviews are so important, and two, how to generate more positive reviews for your business to drown out the negatives, okay? The reason why it's so important to generate those positive reviews, and this is a study done by Bright Local. They're a local SEO company that offers list building and citations and things like that. They found that in 2017, 97% of consumers read online reviews for a local business, and 85% of consumers trust online reviews as much as personal recommendations. That is huge, right? So you're going to want to generate as many positive reviews as possible that you can for your business, and there's a couple of ways to do it. The simplest way to generate reviews for your business is to ask. I know it sounds insanely simple, but it really is. You've got raving fans. You've got the regular customers that you know, that you see week in, week out, sometimes day in, day out, or however frequently you see them. Ask them to go online and write a review for you. Help them out by helping them find your Facebook page or your Google page or your Yelp page, and ask them to take a couple of minutes and just write a review about your business. Let them know that you appreciate their feedback and it helps customers like them find your business, right? Another way that you can ask for reviews is by just sending personal emails to happy clients or happy customers. Just send them an email saying, hey, you know, we thank you so much for being a customer. We really do appreciate it. And we really would like your feedback on your experience with us. If you wouldn't mind, here's the places that we accept reviews on. And if you wouldn't mind clicking on one of the links in your email to generate a review for us, that we would really appreciate it. So really simple, guys. Just ask for the review. It sounds overly simple, but it's because it is, and it typically works. This works really well with law firms. It works really well with websites, places that typically will thrive on reviews, right? So just ask those great customers for some feedback. Now, there's also some companies out there that will handle your reputation management for you and offer you tools to really generate a lot of reviews online in a very short period of time. Some of them include Bird Eye, Bright Local, like I had mentioned earlier in the show. And what they do is they put systems in place to help you generate those online reviews, right? A lot of them are not automated, unfortunately, but a lot of them actually have safeguards put in place to protect you from the negative reviews. So, you know, they can get pretty costly. However, if you're a business that, you know, say has multiple locations and is able to spread the cost of it among several different locations to try and get those reviews, especially if you're just starting to collect positive ones, maybe you have a couple of negatives that are really drowning out the positives that you have and you need a boost of reviews, you know, one of those companies might be the way to go. But generally, I try to keep it within the four walls. I mean, signage inside of your business, tagging your email signatures is another good way. In other words, leaving links to your sites right inside of your email signature. You know, leave us a review on Facebook or review us on Google. Let us know how you like us on Yelp. Leave those in your email signature. And really, again, it sometimes is as simple as saying, hey, would you mind just, you know, going on to Facebook and leaving a review for me? And then when they do, make sure to respond, right? That's the moral of this whole story, is responding to those reviews. It will save you. I can promise you that. It's just another way for you to stay connected with your customers and to show others, potential customers, that you actually give a crap about somebody's opinion. So that's it, folks. There's your crash course in online review management and generation for your local business. I can't stress enough, guys, people trust online reviews, whether we think so or not. I know I typically will take them with a grain of salt, but if I see enough of a negative feedback on a business or enough of a positive feedback on a business, it's going to either help or hurt my decision to do business with that organization. And it will do the same for a lot of you. So I urge you to start really paying attention to those reviews. Go back to episode one and listen to how to claim your Google listing if you haven't done so already, to make sure that you're able to respond to those reviews. Same thing goes for your Yelp account. We'll probably get into that a little bit more down the line. And in the coming episodes, I plan on having some more case studies for you on local businesses that are killing it with reviews and how important they are for their business and how much it actually generates for them. So I hope you guys found this very, very valuable. Let me know. Go to vivocreative.net and let me know how you like this episode. Let me know what's working for you, what is not. And if you have any questions, I will do my absolute best to answer them. You can find us on Facebook as well. It's facebook.com/vivocreative. You can just find us on there. Shoot us a direct message and we will get back to you as soon as we can. But until next time, guys, I will talk to you soon. It's Joe Amato. You've been listening to Digital Joe, episode 2. And I will talk to you guys soon. Take care.